Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, channelizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Welcome everybody to LSO Chicho. Ow! Yes, yes, yes. I know we said Happy New Year last year. Oh, no, not last year. Last week. But I'm going to say it again. Happy 2023 to each and every one of you. I am LSO, the founder and owner of Treats and Things LLC and LSOS. Exclamation point, Brooklyn's very own LSO, and not just an author of the product line of three self-published erotic books. There's so much more, include inspirational empowerment speaking, writing, advising spoken word artists, and back to being an actress. Yes, yes, yes. That's just some of my hashtags. I love yourself, organic things in hashtag. I'm holding on to that statement. I am comprised of many talents with the masters of all and without any regret. And I so enjoy each and everything that I do. But let's not forget, LSO is the host of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. That's right, LSO has a talk show. Yes, she does. And there's so much more on horizon. So much more to LSO. Did you know that I'm an HBCU undergraduate? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's me. Did you know I'm a master's summa cum laude graduate? Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, that's me too. Yeah, that's just some of my educational backbone that, you know, helped me to get where I am today and living in it and enjoying it. When you learn to live in your passion and enjoy it, it's no longer work. It becomes, you know, you. You can vibe in it, you can enjoy it, and have a wonderful time in doing so. LSO's creative diversity captures you and introduces you to outside-of-the-box experiences, encouraging you the freedom of reflection, accepting self in totality and in abundance, creating the space for your imagination's truth, and staying beyond its space to be your true self. No judgments, just you and you doing what you do. And her work is best created with the intent of helping you to relate and or reminisce. In your mind, the work can be a combination of fantasy and or truth. Either way you care to enjoy it, it's all up to you. The key thing is just to enjoy it. LSO ignites your soul to surrender to enjoy the known and the unknown. All your senses captivated, and you're loving it. In her work, she is in total control. In her space, her imagination encourages your truth to expand to places beyond your imagination. LSO vows to her creative juices flowing so that you can experience the displays of the words written and or spoken. So come along for the ride, pun intended. LSO never disappoints and promises limitless possibilities. So are you ready for tonight's show? If not, time to get ready. The topic is, it's all about sex, pleasing, and being pleased. Note, these are our personal and or research opinions, so get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is a safe space. No judgment zone where your confessions and research are questions, and remember, a spanking may be necessary. But don't worry, LSO have the paddle and the whip in her collection. So you can go to treatsandthingsLSO.com, and there you can order and get ready. But you know, LSO don't do this by herself. You know, she have a shotgun co-pilot, you know, rides with her. All the way from the Chi-Town, D. Smith. Yeah, you know, he usually come in right about now, you know, and say where he going to stay this evening. He has a little bit of work to do, so he's going to be on shortly. But don't worry, he's coming on because he's dropping a deep, you know, the sex talk is right up his alley. Not saying any of the other conversations are not, but, you know, who is he not to drop the D when we talking about tonight's topic, pleasing and being pleased? You know, of course, there's a lot of stereotypes that go into sex, like who's responsible for this, who's not responsible for that, who's supposed to take charge, can alpha male be in the bedroom, who's the dom, who's... There's a whole bunch of everything instead of people just enjoying it for what it is and as it is, enjoying your mate. Getting to know your mate and knowing your mate's body makes it all a great experience to be had, because in doing so, there's steps in it. And as you continue to climb those steps, you learn more and more and more about your mate, and you enjoy it. So I'm going to dig on in to these questions, and we see what, you know, the people said in the group. You want to hear what I have to say when you come on. You want to drop the D, and you'll, you know, hear what he has to say. Excuse me. So the first question for this evening is, how important is having an orgasm? So we had a gentleman put very important, and I asked why. He said, because if I don't come with her, I'm going to come with someone else, and I need to. All righty, Mr. Gentleman. So the key thing for him is to come. Another gentleman put, as important as breathing. A young lady, important. I asked why, and she said, because you release tension, open up personally and with your partner, it relaxes you. We need this. Okay, gentlemen put, for me, nowhere near as important as the multiples I'm going to give her. Okay, Mr. Man, eyes wide open, looking. What you talking about? What are you talking about? Another young lady put, to be honest, when I'm in a relationship or with someone, and it's important for me that she has an orgasm, even if I don't. Okay, that's very gentleman-like, but, you know, on the same token, it's not one-sided. Very gentleman-like, but it's not, you know, the encounter should not. I mean, it's not. It should not be one-sided. Now, there could be many reasons why the other person will not be able to orgasm, and they're fine with it as long as the mate did. But the key is for both to share and enjoy that experience together, either together at the same time, having the orgasm, or together, period, in the session. So that's just my personal on that. A gentleman put, if there is any intention of having a second encounter with me, the first one should be nuts! Exclamation point. And he put, all over the bed, on the wall, and dripping down her mouth, LOL. Well, damn. Well, what about dripping down your mouth? You're talking about the woman, you know, but ooh, so fresh, so fresh. And another young lady put, very important, it's the finale of the show. So, LSO, how important is an orgasm? And I, like the last young lady said, for me, the orgasm is a grand finale of the session. I mean, it's great when you have multiple, because then you have multiple grand finales during the course of the entire session. And like someone else also mentioned, it can release stress. It can release a lot of tension that's going on. It can relax you. A lot of people say during intercourse, that is the time, or during the orgasm of the intercourse, that's the time you're supposed to manifest things that you want into the universe. So, you know, many people have different things of why they say. And then some people, there are people out there who actually don't want to orgasm. They just enjoy the contact or the end result for their partner, not necessarily them. So it may not necessarily be the intercourse part. You can sum that up as a foreplay just to get someone where they're going and let it be. So, you know, of course, you know, we don't judge anyone based on what they do, what they don't do, what they want to do. But ultimately, for me and a lot of others that I know, that's the end result is to orgasm. And also not be selfish about it. Make sure that you get yours as well as your partner gets theirs. And however you may opt to do it, whether you bring props into the bedroom or you use different tricks. Some people opt to bring other people into the bedroom. Some opt to watch porn and, you know, try to do what they're doing on a porn. There's many ways and different variations to get someone to an orgasm. So they're all out there. So try it and enjoy it. And the orgasm don't have to come immediately unless, you know, you're one of those type of people. But enjoy the journey of getting to the, and when you enjoy the journey of getting to that orgasm, that's when it's like, voila, never would have made it. I'm sorry, but y'all know what I'm talking about. But hold on, I see Deaconess going to bring him on. Hey, D, you hit the drop the dick.
What's good, everybody? What's good? Sorry I'm late. What's good, LSO? How you doing? I don't know what I walked in on, but you was crooning for a second. Yeah, I caught you. I'm good. Which part of the conversation did
happy
I jump in
MLK.
On?
Happy MLK Observation Day. Well, I guess you dropped in on the right time, so you right on time to answer a question. I know you may have to be in and out. But, pun intended. But how important is having an orgasm? It wasn't even something like that. It just happened. How important is having an orgasm?
Is having an orgasm. For me, it's not as important as it is that I make sure she reaches her orgasms. So for me, you know, I can go without, to be honest with you. Not to say that, you know, I don't want to have an orgasm or, you know, I don't want to come, but I don't need to, especially if it's meaning that she comes multiple times. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's not as important as making sure that she comes.
Okay, so if your need is not as great as the need of you making her come, how eventually do you get yours off? Do you go and masturbate afterwards, or what is it that you do? Because attention for you will still be there, and I'm sure at some point it's going to need to be released somehow. So what would you do?
Well, there are times when I do masturbate, but they're not, it's not often, but there are times when I do. However, it's not necessary for me. For me, what's necessary is getting the energy, getting the contact, and getting the results. And the results are I want to enjoy my sex life, period. So me enjoying my sex life is not predicated on me coming. Now, if I'm having a good time and I just don't come, I can still have a good time and not come, you know, or I can have a good time and come. I can have a good time and come quick, you know. I can have a good time and come later, you know. But the whole point is I want to have a good time. I want to enjoy it.
So you can enjoy the journey.
So my focus is not me coming. The journey is figuring out how to make her come.
Gotcha.
That's where I get my fun from. That's where I get my pleasure from.
So is it okay to say that you're very attentive to her body, language, what she's saying, what she's doing? Do you follow instructions if she says stay there or move there or whatever the case may be? Is it safe to say, yes, that's what you do?
Yeah, I definitely pay a little bit more attention to detail. Yeah, absolutely. Because what I find is once you get your partner where they need to be, they usually don't have a problem getting you where you need to be. Normally. So it's about creating an energy that you can then feed off of that will continue to replenish. So it's creating an ecosystem.
Okay. Okay. So, oh gosh, I just lost my question. Oh, okay. So if that's the case, how can you be submissive in a situation as such if your objective is to satisfy her?
How can I be submissive, or how can she be submissive? You're asking
how
can she
be
submissive?
Because if you're the pleaser and doing everything and enjoying the journey, and it doesn't matter to you if you orgasm, how can you be submissive and not wanting to orgasm?
Okay, so this is the way I play. I play energy. I like energy, right? So I'm not saying I don't want to orgasm. I'm saying that if the energy is there and I'm having a great time, the need to orgasm is no longer, you know, as strong because I'm actually enjoying the time and the energy that I'm getting and giving. So I've created that ecosystem where we're both enjoying the time there. So me coming is not a goal because I've already reached the goal of creating that energy, creating that back and forth where my partner can be or partners can be free and attended to and comfortable. And likewise, they will return the favor to me because of anything less would be uncivilized, of course. You know what I'm saying? So I will get the submission through pleasure. Basically how
okay.
I get the submission. I get the submission through pleasure because most people like competition, most people. And if you turn it up on somebody, chances are they're going to say, okay, wait a minute, hold on. You know, because they definitely don't want to be the low man standard. You know, they want to contribute
right.
to. They don't. They won't ever get that pleasure again. And they're probably going to get talked about on the radio show. or in some type of group discussion where an example may have to be, you know, brought up. No names, of course. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't nobody wanna be shortchanged. And don't nobody wanna feel like they're leaving somebody else shortchanged either. So for
gotcha.
Me, most of the time people wanna reciprocate.
Competition, but a competition.
It kinda is.
But it's fun. It's that little fun banter that you do. So it's not really a competition to get one up, but it's just a competition of knowing that you can take someone to a certain place and they're free enough to just, you know, jump
let you go
over the cliff or fall over the cliff and know that you'll be there to catch them. So, you know, that's just cool banter of doing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I usually lose, but I stand strong. I stand strong in my loss. I take my F and I stand strong, and I still go for broke. But, yeah,
oh, yeah.
I I usually lose. So, yes, hand was raised. That was a confession. What do you need from your mate when you have sex? Well, in a group, a gentleman put communication, another gentleman understanding, another gentleman said to be awake. Okay, if you had some sleeping something, okay. but if something is sleeping and the other stuff is up and awake, by the time there's some interaction, everybody should be up. That's just my observation of seeing how things should work. But if somebody can sleep through somebody else, you know, handling their business, that's a little bit of a problem. But okay.
Good. Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah. A young lady put his energy and strength, a gentleman, for her to be and show she is just as excited about having sex with me as I am about her. No sitting there and quiet. Sitting there still and quiet. Lady to make sure I get there too. So, D, what do you need from your mate when you have sex?
Permission.
Ooh.
That's what I need, permission, because I'm going to want to explore and find what pleases you. So I need your permission. And I may do some things that, you know, you might not have had done before. You might have had done before, but maybe I do it differently. So I may want to take my time. I may want to apply a little force. I may want to dig a little deeper. I may want to nibble. I may want to spank. You know, I may want to choke a little bit. So I need your permission. No, first
okay,
and foremost.
Just, oh, I'm sorry. That's not about me. Okay. What you were saying? Such a way as, you know, giving permission, because my thing is, if we are in that setting and you said okay, that because we're actually about to do it, then for me, that's enough permission, and what happens. Now, in the midst of something, I'm doing something and you're uncomfortable with it, I'll stop. Or in the midst of getting ready to switch up, want to do something else, I may mention it to you. And if you're like, no, I won't. Or if it's something we already discussed, I know it's totally off. Don't even try it now because we already discussed it. And you're like, no, this is not something you like.
Yeah,
so,
agree.
You know, I never really thought about the permission part.
From a literal sense, in terms of, yeah, I need your permission, not necessarily going to ask you for permission, but, you know, in the sense of role playing, I don't mind asking for permission to do this, asking for permission to do that. If it's going to put your mind in another place, you know what I'm saying? If I ask for permission to do this or to do that, and you allow me permission to do it, that can lead to other things that I may ask for permission to do.
That's interesting. I've never thought of the asking permission outside of if I'm flirting. And I say, would you let me? And then I, you know, but on the broader spectrum of it, for instance, if someone who may not be sexually active and now back into being sexually active, you know, they may want to take it slow. So asking permission, so to say, is like a gentle approach for them to be like, okay. Or if someone has to be in rape or had a bad sexual encounter, asking permission is like giving them that opportunity to say yes or no, and to giving them that comfortability to open up and know that you will not hurt them and it's okay for what's about to happen, and they will be very receptive of it in a different fashion, because it's like, okay, you know, they asked for permission and I said yes, and they can possibly be mentally preparing themselves for what's about to happen. Because, you know, there are some people who have to be prepared for the encounter. Size is an issue.
Right.
So, you know, it gives them that little leeway.
Yeah, that's the proper thing. I was just talking about it in a freaky way of, you know, in a very seductive, tantalizing way of asking for permission. You know, I need your permission to do these nasty things that I'm about to do to you. So either jump on a ride with me and let your mind be free and let's enjoy this, or not.
And that's actually a turn on.
No.
Well, for me it is. It's like, oh, okay. So what else is he going to ask me? Or what else is going to happen? Like, I'm one of the people who want to know, but yet also want to venture into the unknown and enjoy it when it happens. And I know you can't have it both ways, but sometimes you can, because you can, like, mix it up. Because if someone tell me what they're going to do, I'm like, oh, okay. So now I'm anticipating that something is going to happen. But then if you don't tell me, or you hint and then you start doing things, I'm like, oh, okay, this is different. So, I mean, I get on the mood and the activities and what's actually going on. So, you know, and that's a part of getting to learn your mate, or learn the person, if you care to learn the person that you are actually participating in this sexual course with, this sexual intercourse with, so that, you know, both of you can enjoy it to the end. And the end is whatever the end is for you and your mate and that session.
Yeah.
So, what have been some of your sexiest encounters? We had a gentleman put two girls, both took turns giving me head. A young lady put, you wouldn't believe me if I told you, and she never said, we're going to get that out of her. Another young lady, she mentioned a male's name, but she never said what actually he did. But okay, Mr. getting shout outs by name. A gentleman said, times when I've met women I can't talk through the ear with. No words, just straight intentional vibing. Another gentleman, too many to list, uninhibited sex is the sexiest to me. I've had sex on the train, buses, planes, ships, parks, beaches, clubs, etc. So shout out to all the women who aren't shy. Well, all right. So, D-Smith, what have been some of your sexiest encounters?
Let's see. I remember one particular time. I mean, a particular young lady did it in a thunderstorm, during a lightning storm. And it was very, very... It was very, very, it was in a parking lot. We did it in the parking lot, outside the car, underneath the lightning storm, like during the lightning storm. It was really, really, it was really, really cool. I would say that was one of the sexiest encounters I've had.
That's interesting. Because for me, I'm scared of during the lightning.
It's a weird,
if I can get underneath my bed, I would, but I have a platform bed, so I can't get underneath. But adrenaline for me with something like that, my heart would probably be racing so bad, but yet I would be enjoying the, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. So I would probably be getting so many different rushes of what's going on, yet enjoying it, yet coming out of a shell because I'm facing a fear that I have. So that's interesting. I don't know if I'm ready to attack that, but that's interesting.
Yeah, it was a nice, sexy feel of fear because of the thunderstorm, but a control factor because of the sex involved. So, you know, and it was outside in the parking lot too. So it was kind of this air of, you know, we still be doing this, but sometimes risky shit is very, very sexy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Cause is it sexy because the possibility of getting caught?
No, it was just sexy because I love lightning. I think lightning is sexy anyway.
Okay.
Like, I just love watching lightning storms anyway. And I always wanted to do it in the rain, even though it didn't rain. I was hoping to get caught in the rain, but it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
It rained a little bit. Yeah, it was a little drizzle, but.
Oh, so you were trying to get wet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was really
nice. Oh.
It was really nice. Very, very sexy.
Okay. Well, LSO, what have been some, or one rather, of the sexiest encounters? I think when we did it outside of the complex, on top of the hill, with the anticipation of possibly getting caught if anyone was that looked out their window or whatever, and rolling down the hill but yet not disconnecting and getting grass burns. Grass burns is worse than rug burns. But
yeah.
Then you get back up, you run it up the hill so you can go back in the house. I mean, I think the whole adventure of the whole everything was like a hype for me. So that's why I asked you, like, is it the adventure of too shy, don't want nobody to see, but if they see, oh, well, this is what it is, I'm not stopping. So all of that adrenaline rush that's going on is like, oh, wow. Okay, how are we going to do this? But before we go to a commercial break, I have a caller who's going to come on. Caller with the last four digits, 9263. I'm about to bring you on. Good evening. How are you? State your name. Where are you from? You on with LSO and D. Smith. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Good afternoon, my brother and my sister.
Hey, good afternoon. How
are you? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm in Savannah, Georgia, but I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York. Brownsville,
Bam.
Brooklyn.
For Maine.
Bam. Oh, Marty Johnson. I'm sorry. Marty Johnson.
So which question you want to answer, because we had three. How important is having an orgasm? What do you need from your mate when you have sex? Or what have been some of your sexiest encounters? Which one you want to answer?
I can answer all three if it's permissible.
Okay, well, you have 3 minutes to answer all three.
I got you. Well, how important is having an orgasm? You know, I look at it like this. All people can't give you an orgasm. All people can't. You can't satisfy everyone. So I look at it like this. You get it, take it while you can. You know, because once you hit that embrace that moment, you know, is no going back to just regular. You constantly want that orgasm, but like I said, everybody can't give you one. And what was the second question? I'm sorry.
What do you need from your mate when you have sex?
I need, for one, I need them to be themselves. Don't try to be someone else or pretend to be someone else. It's good to role play, you know, if you want to dress up like a cop or dress up like a nurse and coming in, work your magic, you know, that's fine too. But just know, for me, to be yourself. Don't say you know how to do this. Don't say you know how to do that. Don't pretend, you know, in a conversation, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. Pretty much be yourself. And the third one, the question was about
encounters. What have been some of your sexiest encounters?
Wow. This is going to sound kind of strange. Well, mine was with twins in the mountains. That was the first time for me with twins in the mountains in a cabin. And like the brother who just spoke before and said, you know, he likes being outside. You know, he's fascinated with lightning. Ours was outside as well. During the storm, there was no lightning. There was thunder, but it was with the twins on top of a vehicle, and I just thought that was just crazy.
Oh, well, was the vehicle running? Will you get some vibrations and also the heat from the engine, or just on the car?
Just on the car. Just on the car.
Okay.
It was just flat out on top of the car. No, thank God. Didn't get any dents in the car, but, you know, it was just thrilling. And God forbid anybody ever showed up that evening and was, you know, getting their little peek on.
They're not peeking, they looking. But thank you for coming on and being honest and telling us, you know, giving us your answers. We really appreciate it. But I'm going to put you back on hold, so don't go anywhere. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I know we have to play music, so we will be right back. Do not go anywhere.
It was when it got bad, couldn't get through it, how the hell we gon' start it? Cause we're busy being mad, swimming in the toxic, and I'm trying not to drown in it. I had to follow the signs. I know where it's going, I'm already knowing, it's time to move on. You already posting, you already ghosting, you already gone.
Friday night, yo, I ain't got much to do. I this one here. To be a legend when I put together my first rhyme. Assault with a deadly weapon was my first crime. Homie, I'm talking about a pen, not a tech nine. Oh, loaded, I need some bubble pellin'. Keep these haters off me. I go up Taj Mahal for acting too bossy. I'm a big deal, wake up and smell a coffee. I hope God forgive Rob for all the sinning. I don't listen, deep swimming is fine women. Smoke pissing, no tight, dust twisting. I'm like Popeye, I'm strong with me spinach. Well, blow one down. Everybody clap your hands if you feel my sound. All the girls without a man, we can peel on now. You want a rag, let me feel your mouth. Full of Beckys and they all say I rock. Totally, cowards think they holy when they holding heat. Anti-Christ bullet shattering your rosary. Them haters was supposed to be the older G's. Now we taking over, we who they supposed to be. We them future stars, next big thing. Hate them has-beens, hanging on a string. And I ain't talking about loose ends. I just wanna live, let me get my 2 cents. I'm a wildebeest, with a will to eat. I'd rather be laid up with a million freaks. Get in my back rub, in the jacuzzi, I'm too big for the bathtub. Lil mama, all I wanna do is have fun, and let me see you clap.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. But ladies and gentlemen, y'all know how we do it. You know, behind the scenes, we, you know, get to have some conversations. And in the midst of the conversation, we came up with another question to add on to tonight's show. So because I just posted the question into the group, I'm not sure if anyone answered yet, so we're just going to move along with our answers. So D. Smith, does your organ, and you know what I mean by organ, not the piano, the organ.
The organ.
Have its own personality.
Does my organ have its own personality?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, my organ has its own personality. It does. It has its own personality. It does things when I'm not triggered. There have been times when I was triggered and it did nothing. there were times when he would embarrass me in some of the damnedest places and opportune times. You know, like standing up for the collection plate. That kind of shit. He sometimes wants to talk when nobody's talking to him. So yeah, it's a love hate relationship.
Hmm. Okay, so do you find it as a good or a bad thing for this exist?
Is it a good or a bad thing? It's just a thing, you know. Maybe I'm just weird, but that's just kind of how I analyze it. Like, because literally it's done these things. You know what I'm saying? My dick has definitely reacted at times when I didn't think I was stimulated. You know what I'm saying? And times I was trying to be stimulated, or I thought I was stimulated, he didn't want to say shit. He let me down. You know? So there were times when me and him were a tag team, like Marty Jannetty and Shawn Michaels, and, you know, knock some shit out. You know what I'm saying? But then there are other opportunities and other times when he acted like he had attitude. So, yeah, it's real. It is real. It is real.
It truly is. I'm laughing because I wholeheartedly understand you.
And we were just talking offline, so y'all, this conversation comes fresh off the back room.
It comes very, very fresh.
Fresh out of the back
because room. Because I'm going to say, she really does have her own personality. And yes, there are times where I can tune in with her and have her shut down. And then there's other times where she's like, that's your issue. You have the problem. You're upset. But I'm not. I'm ready.
Yeah.
You can
stay
in your moment of being wherever you are, but she ready where he at.
Mm-hmm.
Or come on now. He right here. Come on. So you stay where you at. So either you going to come on board with me and we all together, or you stay where you at. She's fine. She gets what she wants. And then that's it. So it's very interesting how she can take on her own personality.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, you know, we're in sync. We can come together, literally. Then there's other times where I may want and she's like, no. Or she may want and I don't want to. But the end result is she and I have some form of agreement midway. And things will be what it'll be. And then sometimes she does things, feels like it, and I'm nowhere near that particular spectrum of anything. And she just does her own thing. And she can do her own thing by herself, no thinking, no nothing. I can be totally working. And she decides, oh, this is what I want to do. And I'm like, is this what's really going on with my body right now? And then I'm like, yeah, this is really going on. And I'm trying to shut her up. She's making all the ruckus that she wants. And I cannot control her. I just have to ride it out until she finishes. There's nothing that led up to her to have this moment that I surely was not aware that was supposed to have been taking place.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Yeah,
does she have her own personality? She really does. When she wants to surface, she will surface. If I'm on board with her or not, she's going to do what she wants to do. And the times that I can, you know, step in and control her, I will and I will. But then there's other times where he's like, nah, it's not about you, it's about me. So on to the next question. Have you experienced difficulty being fully present during sex and why? One group of gentlemen said, absolutely. Likewise, I've also experienced being completely detached from the experience. I like the former better. Gentlemen, like once. Another gentleman, sexually not as appealing as I thought. So my mind is no longer on her even when I want it to be. Also, if her coochie does not smell inviting, I am immediately turned off. Yes, wash your ass before you come to me, LOL. And a young lady put, a few times got bored and started watching TV. Damn, that's kind of harsh. But Z, Have you experienced difficulty being fully present during sex, and why?
Yes. Yes. So going back to the personality of your organ. Sometimes your organ gets you in situations that you see more than you see what you want to see, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get to the sex part and you realize you don't really want to be here. This is some bullshit. Like, this really is some bullshit. I really don't need to be here. And there have been times when I've actually faked it to get out of it. You know what I'm saying? There have been times when I have initially saw attraction in something or somebody, and upon closer review, realized that, oh, no, that was just my dick, you know, that was just my dick doing this thing. That was me thinking with my dick. That wasn't me actually thinking with my head. So there have been times when I have had sex and I was not present. There have been times when I was thinking about other things, like bills. There were times when I was thinking about the next day. But not too often. It's not something that's happened often, but it has been. It is something that's happened though.
Okay.
That's definitely not a habit. I don't make it a habit to be in a situation where I'm having sex and I'm detached. Like, I don't, I don't make that a habit.
Okay. Well, L, S to the O. Have you ever experienced difficulty being fully present during sex, and why? Yes, I have. And I guess in my mind, there have been plenty of things that's been going on, such as maybe how my day was, and I didn't get a chance to communicate that to my partner before we actually, you know, engaged in a session, or whatever's going on with me that I didn't get a chance to express with my partner before this happened. But eventually, because she decided to take over and want to take charge, I become involved in the situation. So I initially may not have been fully present, but then as the session went about, I became fully alert and attentive in the session. So I've never been like fully disconnected or not present during, because if I ever had the strong possibility she would dry up and shut everything down. So if she dries up, the possibility she's not ready, and I may be ready, or neither of us is fully present in the actual moment. So, and you know, it could be a plethora of things, and it's not necessarily what he did or what I did. It could be my body is just not ready, or I'm having a bad day, or stressful, or anything, a bunch of things that can go on. So you just got to know your body, how to respond to your body, when to change the motion of your body so, you know, you can be happy. The young lady texted in and said, I'll kick him right out. Well, all right. Get to kicking. Okay, do you tell or show your partner what you like? A gentleman put yes. Another gentleman put easy. Talk about it openly from a standpoint of mutual learning and not placing a future order. Another gentleman put yes. I also like to know what she likes as well. So, Dean, do you tell and or show your partner what you like?
I think you have to, I think it's a combination. I think you should order or pre-order treatment because, one, that can be kind of tacky. Depending on how you do it. But if you don't say anything, how are they going to know? You know, so those guys only fit in that lane. But at the same time, I think there has to be some space for exploration where I want to see how much work you're going to put in. You know, are you a selfish lover or are you somebody who is giving? You know, are you somebody who's going to help me get to where I need to be too, or are you going to just focus on you? You know, so I think those are important. So for me, yeah, I don't necessarily have to have a direct conversation about it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, through conversation, you'll get to know me, and hopefully you'll kind of get to understand my personality and kind of feed off of that. But once it's in the act, hopefully you're able to also feed off my energy and reciprocate. And if you do that, we'll have a great time.
Well, all right. Well, a message came in. It says communication is key and can allow you to know each other's body. And I agree with you. Totally, it really does. So, LSO, do you tell and or show your partner what you like? And I'm going to say yes. A lot of times people get the wrong impression of me because I write erotica or I write about things. People think that I am exactly what it is that I would write about. Well, it's a possibility I could be, or it's a possibility I may not be, but don't just assume that because this is said, because I have a very vivid imagination. And also experiences come from a plethora of things, such as conversations, fictitious, or whatever, or actual somebody's experience. But don't just assume what you're reading in the book that's giving you a fantasy is my reality. So people may screw up like, oh, she does this, 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 like this, this, this. And that may not necessarily be the case. It's what arrived. So, yes, it's best to tell the person. And or we have conversations in reference to certain things so that we can get to learn each other, learn likes or dislikes. Like, I'm willing to try up into what my insurance is going to cover. Nah, I just joke. But, you know, I'm pretty open enough to where we both can enjoy some things. Uh-huh. And it's like, oh, okay, this is cool. Now, if I don't like it, I'm telling you. If I do like it, I'm okay, you need to say it. Do that again. Mm-hmm. And I also see that as a part of knowing and learning and caring about your partner. Because you took the time to understand what it is that they say they like, what it is they say they don't like. And it's like you're attentive to what's going to happen. Because if you do something to me that I may have mentioned months ago and you remember, it's like, oh, wow, he put that in his mental Rolodex that, you know, this is what I like. Okay, let me do this. Or let me try that. Or X, Y, and Z. And I, in the same token, like, okay, I remember that X, Y, and Z, so let me try it. Or I remember we discussed this, and I said I may want to try it. So let me test the waters to see.
Right, right. So here's the thing. There's something to be said for creating a safe space for somebody to feel safe sexually.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if you create a space where somebody feels safe with you sexually, they'll be more than, they'll probably be more open to trying things, more open to letting you into their sphere.
You create that safe space, people will be willing to open up to you, and, you know, that's like putting a rectangle into a square, like it's supposed to be there. So, but the conversations that need to be had, so you know how far you can go with the person and what's the borderline, the edge of where, no, don't cross over to that aspect because they may not be receptive to that.
Right.
So yes, communication is key in doing sexual acts, especially like I mentioned earlier, with permission, because some of the things that you listed when you said in getting permission, some people may not want to be choked, or some people may not want their hair pulled, or some people may not want their hair pulled in that act, in that moment, but yet they do like their hair pulled. For instance, if a woman just get her hair braided, not go touching her hair. Give her about 3 days before you touch her head. Or if she get a fresh weave, don't go pulling on it and pulling the glue from the net and all this other stuff. Certain things you just can't do, period, and then some things you can't do in that moment. So, you know, you got to gauge it and talk it out with your partner to figure out when is the right time to do whatever. Okay. How exactly do you want to experience pleasure? Well, gentlemen, to get that answer, we would have to have an encounter. That information is not for public consumption. Besides, I don't want anyone to steal my ideas, LOL. Man, listen, stop playing and give your pointers. We want to know. The lawlesses want to know. We want to know. We want to know. Oh, okay. A young lady put, I want to experience an encounter that touches not just my body but my soul. Damn, you got to get it in, So D to the Smith, how exactly do you want to experience pleasure?
How exactly do I want to experience pleasure? How exactly do I want to experience pleasure? Question, if you're asking for an act, or if you're asking me, like, because that covers a lot of different things. Like, I would like to, just on some kinky shit, you know, just in another lifetime, I would like to throw my own orgy. That's just on, you know. That's just on my little freestyle. I would like to, I always wanted to be a stripper, you know, but that ain't pleasure really. That's just more or less me just being egomaniac.
But you can be a stripper for the person in the session. You're not necessarily in a stage and, you know, in a club or something. You can still be a stripper.
I mean, the senior citizens' homes ain't no shortage of them. I can find my.
Listen, don't sleep on those senior citizens. They'll give you a room. I will
run down to Shady Acres and swing a little bit of this, you know, this D for a little change. You know what I'm saying? I shook the thing my mama gave me. Just get out there and get a little change and make the old post. I do what I gotta do. for the people.
Oh, okay. Well, shake it. Now shake it. And make sure you don't break it. Give it up, give it up.
For the people.
Oh. Okay, well, I have a caller on. I'm not waiting to... The question is, how exactly do you want to experience pleasure? So LSO is going to answer that question. How exactly do I want to experience pleasure? I guess in totality. And what I mean by in totality, it's like the freedom of just being open and no holds barred, and what happens, happens, and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if, like, fall off the bed is like, ooh, okay. Or an accident happens, such as, well, for me, the slip of the knee, like, oh, snap, give me a minute. Let's put the knee back in. Let me wrap it up. Let's finish. You know?
Let's put the knee back in.
So.
Hold on. Yes. Time out. Time out.
That's all flag on his leg. Give me my 3 minutes on timeout, and then put me back in. Coach, put me back in. So, yeah, and I also want to have fun with it and enjoy it. And something that, you know, we can talk about afterwards. It doesn't have to be serious. You know, it's the enjoying the journey of it all.
Yeah.
Be it if we started from early in the morning, from texting each other, or to, you know, coming into we having dinner together and then preparing ourselves for the evening and then the act comes. So it could be a whole experience that begins way beyond the actual act happens. So that's, like, a good experience. So we're going to bring a caller on with 7530. 7530, you're on with Ellis Tony Smith. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, good evening. My name is Antonio, and I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Hey,
good, Antonio. How you doing, bro?
What's good?
Okay, so the question is, how exactly do you want to experience pleasure?
Well, basically, I'm spontaneous, right? So basically, whatever the flow is at that moment. Although I do have, how can I say, I do know what I like and what I want when I want to feel good. So it's basically like I love my nipples being played with amongst other stuff. But basically, you just go with the flow. You know, it's whatever the mood brings. You know, it's like when you freestyle stuff, you tend to enjoy it better.
Because I'm finding more and more men are making mention about their nipples. So is it a new thing now that men just realize their nipples are sensitive? And
it hasn't been a new thing for me. The nipples been my G-spot since, like, forever. Like, since probably since, like, my 20s that I realized that my nipples were sensitive like that. But I'm 46, so my nipples is basically the trigger. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to turn me on like a 4th of July firework, just start playing with my nipples.
Oh, all right. Well, people out there, if you are listening and you know Antonio, or if you want to get to know Antonio, he like his nipples. But thank you so much. I greatly appreciate you tuning in. So stay to the end because we have some more questions.
Now you're welcome. Thank you for bringing me on.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Oh, you too.
Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, y'all know we have to play music, but we want to leave y'all with this question. Which of the five senses excite you the most? Which of the five senses excites the most sexual impact? Women, I'm reading it wrong. Which of the five senses excites you the most with a sexual impact? Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Yellow Page.
Yellow! I fell in love one time, in love just one time. That was the very last time, and I will never fall in love again. Fall in love again, fall in love again. Turn the tears in my eyes. Wonder if you hearing my cries. Told me you care, that's a lie. You don't really feel what I feel. Feel like I really got killed. Wonder what really was real. I can't love anyone still. No love left in my heart for no one. Cause it's too hard and it's easier to just be alone. That way I can't get my soul, and I know it can't get worse. Oh no, I fell in love one time, in love just one time. That was the very last time, and I will never fall in love again. Fall in love again, fall in love again. I will never fall in love again. I will never fall in love again.
Oh, you must think I'm stupid, huh? It's crazy how it was demons all on my blessings. I trusted in promises, but I promised that I regret it. Promise that I won't never let you mistake me for desperate. Promise that I won't never let you mistake me for desperate. I fell in love, but I won't fall in love with everyone. Some people get they all get hurt and they get extra dumb. Walk around looking for somebody that's gonna help them up. I get to reminiscing, calling all they exes up. Not me, nope, not me. You break my heart, I don't break down, I break free. You know somebody looking for love, it ain't me. Being thirsty around me, all you get is a brain freeze. Cause my heart cold, yeah my heart froze. I might shine, but I swear I got a dark soul. I might look like I'm heavy, but I'm not though. Just been keeping yellow pain since my heart broke. I fell in love one time, in love just one time. That was the very last time, and I will never fall in love again. Fall in love again, fall in love again. I will never fall in love again. I will never fall in love again.
Jones on the beat.
Come touch the girl.
Yeah, yeah.
So sexy.
Come on.
And oh baby, don't let your past men define you, cause we are not scared to wine and dine you. And oh no, we don't kiss and tell, but we see that you see that we will do it well. So hop on board of this flownetics train, and baby, I can guarantee you that life will never be the same.
Mr. Sexy, just wondering if you gon' let me get your 411, or maybe you just wanna text me. We can take it slow, Mr. South St. Pauli, in the ass like that can make Chris Reeves stand tall again. I hear all these goons, what they hootin' and they hollering, but I can light your neck, ears, wrists, and Neapolitan, cause you is my baby, and them other boys know what's up. And girl, I feel I'm the right worm for that apple butt, but enough's enough of this argument. My veterinarian, you rep me like a book, so I call you my librarian. And for this bad boy, you gon' have to be my disciplinarian. And you are my phoenix, which makes me a barbarian. I get you out the hood, so call me your humanitarian. With me, it's all carriage to my little vegetarian. Until the day they bury him, them bedroom eyes got me all shook, and my soldier on surprise, because them bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
I know she want me, her eyes stalk me, they all over me, and now they talking, saying I'm dirty, so please come wash me. She yelling at her clothes now, like get the hell off of me. I'm looking back now, my eyes won't back down. I'm so ready, my little man won't go back down. And she knows that, she feels it in her senses. I wanna be her prisoner and serve a life sentence. Her bedroom be in the background, the way she's staring at me, I don't know how I should act now. Her eyes looking sexy, her eyes look directly at me. Damn, I think her eyes just text me. I see that she sees that, I see the passion. We looking at each other, her eyes slow dancing. She in control now, I just wanna ride. Damn, shorty just hit me with some bedroom eyes.
Because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Glow in the dark at every color. Yeah, yeah. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint. See me in that body paint.
He said he didn't see it all, but I won't surprise him. We already tried them. Baby, you can't top them. You got me on the phone like you're about to hand me open. That's when I set me in my crib around 7. I leave the door open, let me blindfold ya. About to take over, I'm ready to show ya. Something that you said we need to pay close for. He saw me in a body paint, he was speechless. Showed him how fist painted on was his weakness. He's on the floor, begging, begging me like Rover. Give him what he needs, put him in a coma.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint.
show me on a split screen. Call up the publisher, put me in a magazine, just to show the world the freaky things they wanna do to me. My glow in the dark, got him feeling X-rated. Took him back to preschool so he can finger painted. Trying to cross the finish line, but I already made it. They call me Wonder Woman, cause I am the greatest. He saw me in a body paint, he was speechless. Showed him how fist painted on with his weakness. Dripping wet, see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Go in the dark at every color and it's fit. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet when he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body, see me in that body. Yo, he say I'm so next level, it's ridiculous. Ain't no chick got nothing on you when it come to freaky shit. Baby, you clown. Should've joined the circus. You're cutting like a 9 to 5. Like the way you work. Should've been the surgeon. The way I got him slurring. Peeling off my body paint. Got him speaking German. Please call the doctor. Put him on the table. I think I just lost him. Somebody get the cable. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Go in the dark at every color.
Well, welcome back, welcome back. When we left off, caller with the last 4 digits, 4796. If you want to talk, please hit me up and let me know if you really want to talk, because on the thingamajui, it shows your hand up that you want to talk. So let me know if that's true or not. But anyway, we left off with the question, which of the five senses excites the most or has the most sexual impact on you? In the group, the gentleman put touch, and I put why, and he put, I don't get excited just looking and knowing I am not about to get none. That's why I don't do strip clubs. You have to actually touch it before I even get hard. I don't get excited or even turned by teasing, or should I say the average woman cannot excite me. I'll touch it. It hasn't happened yet. And another gentleman put smell. So D. Smith, which of your five senses has the most sexual impact on you? Excites you the most?
Say that one more time.
Which of five senses excites the most sexual impact on you?
It would probably have to be the sight. It would have to be sight. I think sight triggers some very animalistic traits in my character. And now, when I say this, I don't mean that I'm a creep and you'll see me out here looking all crazy and shit. Yeah, that's not what it is. I'm very much a gentleman. I'm very much respectful. These things are in me, and I manage them. So this is not something that, you know, I'm just running around the world disrespecting people or anything like that. I forgot what I was about to say. But it was good, too.
Okay, well, when they come back, you let us know. Mm-hmm. I'll go ahead and answer, give you a moment to think about it. Okay, Elisa, which one of your five senses excites you the most? Is that the sexuality? Most sexual impact? I'm having difficulty with answering that question because I need the combo of the touch, the hearing, the sight, and the smell. And with that, with all of those, I can get a sense of a taste. T, to just narrow it down, just picking one, I may have to say smell, because if you smell good, it's like, you know, I begin creating a picture of what's giving that smell.
Yeah.
And because I'm a visual person, I'm going to visually create that smell is so, so I'm starting to picture the person to be this smell. But then if I was to choose sight for me embodies everything, such as height, build, their dress, their teeth. I'm a stickler for teeth. The way their posture, their swag. So sight is going to embed everything. If I go based on just the smell, I'm going to begin to create what the person should look like or should taste like or should feel like based on that smell.
So I remember what I was going to say. Yes, sight is probably the most impactful sense when it comes to my sexuality. If sight is not available, I've had instances where I was walking down a hallway and I've come across somebody's scent trail and it turned me on. You know, there have been times when I would hear somebody walking down the hallway, a woman in high heels, and the sound of the heels clicking on the floor, you know, listening to a woman walk, and all the nuances that come along with that was a turn on. You know what I'm saying? I've had people, you know, I've had times when I've talked to people over the phone and the way that they talked was attractive, you know, in addition to the tone of their voice. There was no visual involved. All I could do was talk to them. And that was a turn on. So minus visual aid, I would probably say coming in second would be sound, listening, like my ability to listen.
Okay. See, so I need to have the combo. Okay, a text came in. The hierarchy of their senses would be touch, sight, hearing, smell, and then taste. If someone, no judgment, but if someone has taste one, then that's kind of interesting, because is it taste because you tasted this person before? But how can taste be the first one and you've never tasted the person? I would think you would have to have those other senses first so that it can have you create a taste.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just my personal opinion.
Well, if you're talking about somebody specific, like maybe you're talking about one particular person and your senses for that person may fall where taste is first, you know, but I'm with you. I think that's interesting, because if somebody says taste is first, then I would imagine that they would have to literally taste the person to, you know, get turned on by them.
So, yeah, but I mean, if taste is your initial go-to, no judgment. Okay, all right. There you go. Okay, what makes you feel most sexually comfortable in bed? A young lady put nakedness. A gentleman put leaving my socks on. Another gentleman, during the times that I'm in shape, being naked so that you can see the treat about to be bestowed upon you. A gentleman being in control once I've explored her body, and a young lady having nothing on but the sheet. So, D, give a confession. What makes you feel the most sexual, most sexually comfortable in bed?
Makes me the most sexually comfortable in bed is having control of her body and knowing how to explore her body. Makes me comfortable. Another thing that makes me comfortable is having good energy, having reciprocal energy where it's relaxing, it's freeing, it's comfortable, it's safe. And we can just enjoy, you know, the taste of each other or the smell of each other or whatever the case is, you know? So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, when reading the answers, someone hit me up and said, you can, or are they talking about when someone is tasting them? Yeah, it could be where someone is actually tasting them, but usually the taste part of the five senses for you is not someone really tasting you. It's you tasting that other person. And someone texting okay, y'all know me and my tongue twisters, and this is one of my words. Okay, I'm just going to put reciprocating. I like that. Okay, bam. Okay, so LSO, what makes you feel the most comfortable in bed? I'm going to say no judgment or nitpicking. Sometimes I'm like, well, I don't like this part of my body, or I don't like my stomach, and I don't like that. But then the other person is like, you don't like your stomach, but I love your stomach. For me, that's something I enjoy, and where I may try to hide it and want to put it away, so to say, and the other person is like, well, no, I like it, so bring it back out. But I got a message that says, pick me, and I know how people get when you don't pick them. I'm going to start getting demanding messages. So, 4146, I'm about to bring you on right now. State your name and where you are calling from. Good evening. You're on with LSO and D to the
Good evening. Happy New Year, LSO, D. Smith. I was commenting on D. Smith, and he said reciprocity. I love that when both of you are feeling that same vibe. That keeps you very comfortable in the bedroom. And I think that's, like, key, because if he's uncomfortable or you're uncomfortable, then you can't really get that good groove going, you know? No matter what sense, it's heightened. You understand? You know, I've been in a situation where I actually wasn't comfortable, and I'm like, I couldn't let my mind wrap my mind around the whole situation, you know. But then when when he started to make me feel like you say, because you're uncomfortable about the scar here or the whatever there, and he's like, forget all that, I'm here, you know. Then you start getting on the same page, and that's when that comfortability comes in, and you start feeling all senses.
Mm-hmm. You feel like in those scores that you was mentioning, because, you know, they're enjoying it. So it was cool. Well, this score is not that bad. Or, oh, you know.
Right.
You still get to this, even with this right here and all this other stuff. So, yeah, I totally agree with you.
But, you know, let me say this. I'm going to go because I'm watching the game. I love my football. I just want to say that can flip too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could be in a situation and your partner or the individual who you're engaging with, you just get turned off by something. You understand? So it's like that's what you really need, to have that comfortability and everybody's vibing and all the senses are in tune and things smell good and taste good and the touch, all of that. You know, he's saying the right thing. He's touching the right place. And, you know, you're doing the same thing. So, you know, it could go either way. So, but I think it's a good point. Reciprocity. Touchdown. Okay, I got to go.
Okay.
Good
night. You know what? Thank you so much.
Happy
yes.
New Year.
Good night.
Wait, let me ask him a question.
Hurry up.
I could ask him. Do you watch football?
Huh?
Do you watch football?
He's a football player.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about. By the way,
I'm putting you back on Tampa.
All right,
that's
good night.
Tampa.
Yes. Happy New Year. 18 to zip.
Oh, that's
unbelievable. Jeez.
Happy New Year.
We gotta love the lawlessness. Gotta love them. Gotta love them. I think we have a couple more questions. I don't know if we'll get to all of them. But we're going to ask this one. What's a memorable sexual compliment you've received? A gentleman put, I got a spinach and cheese omelet and about $200 in kitchenware. Gentleman, I saw the imprint in her pants and knew I wanted to have sex with you. Gentleman, now I see why she crazy. Another gentleman, ooh, I didn't know you had all that. That booty, like, damn, LOL. So, D. Smith, what's a memorable sexual compliment that you've received?
Now I know why she's crazy.
Wow, so that means people was talking about your D. Ooh, people, y'all better stop. Okay, LSO, what's a memorable sexual compliment you've received? Not that I've had a multitude of players, but I received the same compliment more than once. You are truly addictive. Like I always say, I'm very addictive. And when I say I'm addictive, it's not just addictive sexually. It's just my personality itself will draw you to me. So, I mean, you can take it for what you want it, but, you know, that's where it is. A young lady just texted and said, your lips are beautiful and not on my face. Oh, well, damn. And we get another message that says, Vixen is a mess. I'm on the floor. Yes, she is. She sure is talking about the different game and we doing something else. And the gentleman texted him, wow, y'all getting it in. The one for me was that when she said, I feel it in my stomach. Ooh, chef, I digress. Well, damn. Y'all man just doing some stuff, but I like it. Do tell. Okay, one more before we begin to close out for the evening. What's an instant turn on? A gentleman, long legs, gentleman, thick calf, a gentleman. To be instantly turned on for me, it takes a variety of things. Great legs, nice shape, pretty smile, sexy walk, nice size chest, straight teeth, attractive smell, attractive hair, nicely dressed, beautiful eyes. All of the above being real and not just pulled together with wigs, makeup, fake eyelashes, waist trainers, and push-up bras. Yes, just real as the man that you want. Another gentleman, confidence. The gentleman, I'm a sucker for a great set of eyes. And then the way a woman smells turn me up mentally. Then legs of any kind of fish netting or mesh patterns that wrap or hug the body. A young lady. A man sit and smile, gentlemen, a beautiful smile, gentlemen. Conversation, gentlemen, motherhood is an instant turn on under genuine conditions. The young lady, the way he bites his lip after I get out the shower, he lets me know I'm sexy and he wants my cleanliness. And the young lady, a man taking charge. So D Smith, what's an instant turn on for you?
I'm the one that made the comment about the mesh patterns and the stockings and fishnets. I got a thing for fishnets. I always have ever since I was a kid. I always found fishnets to be sexy and attractive. And I like the texture of fishnets. And not only fishnets, but, you know, other patterns, like the Lululemon workout pants, those are very sexy. The TikTok top, the TikTok what do they call them? TikTok TikTok. I like those for some weird reason. On some people they look pretty nice.
Well, somebody else received a message said fishnets, yes. Gentlemen agree with
you. Yeah, love fishnets. Yeah, I love fishnets. And any other patterns on legs, you know. Like, I like sundresses. Love sundresses.
With no underwear or just sundresses?
It don't matter to me. It's all going to
Okay, well,
a
message came in and said, oh, shit, I got lots of designs of fishnets in my business. And somebody said, fishnets are definitely old school. Yeah, and fishnets does what it's supposed to do. Fishnets repair heels. And fishnets would disappear heels. Or, you know, the fishnet body.
Fishnets and a pair of Timberlands, like y'all New York ladies like to rock.
Oh my great! See,
you know what I'm saying.
I try to tell people this, and people be like, nah. Okay, women.
No, I really do think I love women with boots. I love women boots, like the heel boots, the typical boots. But I think women Timberlands are cute. They're cute on women, especially if that woman got like nice legs. You know, like, you got a nice leg filling into that boot. It's really nice.
Women, I'm going to give you a sleep man, Tim's, and you can put on one of his button-up shirts and cuff up the sleeves and leave it half-buttoned or put on a white beater.
No.
And then if you put on those fishnet stockings
right
or some poom-poom shorts, you won't get the reaction.
Did you say put on your man, Tim's?
What'd you say?
Did you say put on your man's Tim's?
Yep. You know why?
No.
Dominating factor.
No. Everything else you was talking about,
no.
I can roll with. But you, I mean, if you show up with all of that shit and you got on my oversized boots.
Tim's. Okay. Well, D. Smith said don't put your foot in his Tim's, but I love to put on man's Tim's around in it and pose. But, you know, that's just me. A message came in, stockings with the seam going up the back of the legs and stockings with the open crotch. Girl, you never lied.
Yeah.
Another one says women look sexy as hell in female Tim's and wife beater. They sure do. Well, I know I do. But, ladies and gentlemen, and then we just got all parts D. Y'all know we got to begin wrapping it up, literally. So, I mean, y'all need to wrap up, too, when you do what you do tonight, the show. But we really appreciate y'all participating and spending time with us this evening. And our birthday shout-out to Joanne, Spencer, Black, Sheila, and Quan. Happy birthday to each and every one of you. Also, congratulations to Reese of Reese Collections. She just 1 year of opening up her business. So if you're looking for hair, wigs, weaves, ponytails, and a whole bunch of other stuff, look up Reese Lux Collections. Don't forget to tell us when your birthday is or something at your celebrating anniversary or whatever it is. Be sure to let LSO know or D. Smith or put it in the group. And come show day, we'll be sure to give you a shout-out. Thank you to each and every one of you for tuning in tonight and chilling with us. We enjoyed your company. We enjoyed your answers. We enjoyed your participation. D. Smith, what you got to say, what you got to say, mm-mm. What you got to say, what you got to say, mm-mm.
What's up, everybody? Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you to all the callers who called in and hung out with us tonight and during the conversation. Thank you guys for the comments. Thank you for everybody who joined into the group chat and commented on the topics for the evening. We definitely appreciate you guys and your participation. We love you. Check me out every, Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, 7 o'clock to 9 p.m. Central on Shop Talk 7 on My Radio Chicago. Hosted by your boy Media Monix. So yeah, make sure y'all check us out 7 o'clock, 4 days a week. And of course, because I'm doing Thursdays on Shop Talk, I had to move my IG to Wednesday nights. So we'll look forward to seeing from you on Wednesday nights, GTV.5. Okay? And of course, be here next Monday, 7 o'clock, 9 p.m. Eastern Time for the LSO Treat Show. All right? Well, we will be back with more for you. All right? Love you guys. Check it out on IG, D. Smith period at Facebook, and Get This D with D. Smith on Facebook as well. Okay? Love you guys.
Uh-oh, there you go, there you go. Remember, we will be coming every night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune into lawlessradio.com or via phone at 646-478-5209. And don't forget to tell a friend and invite. We haven't decided when the AMP show is going to be and what the topic is going to be. But y'all know we're coming out of the gate full force when the men come on. You know, they shut it down.
Yeah. You know it.
If you're looking for a platform, don't forget, you know, a platform to promote your brand. Call a message to LSO at 718-666-1336 to find out how you can become a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Lawless Radio started on the premise of TL, the chairman, with his vision and his promises to support your local come-up. So if you want to declare on Lawless Radio, go to the website and submit your music. Lawless Radio supports independent and local artists. And tonight you heard from them. If you are in the group, give them a shout-out on the post. Some of them actually do respond back. Let's all support one another. Order LSO merchandise that treats and things the letter. Treats the letter N things LSO.com and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and also TikTok at LSO Treats. In order to get an autographed copy of any of my books, Tasting Treats, Looking in the Mirror, Introducing Self Meet Me, Erotic Playground, and Socially Intoxicated and Naughty, you have to come directly to my website in order to get that. But, you know, two of the books, Tasting Treats and Erotic Playground, is also on Amazon. And Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Lulu.com. Don't forget, like D. Smith said, you can follow him on Facebook and at D. Smith, period, and on IG at getthis_D. This evening, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in with us and sharing your experiences and the questions. And we hope you enjoyed tonight's show, and we left you with something to think about on the topic. It's all about sex, pleasing, and being pleased. Also, I forgot to mention, note, LSO is a part of a pop-up again on this Saturday. So all you Brooklynites, I don't care if you're in Brooklyn, Jersey, Staten Island, come on out to, I think the address is 1542. I'm not quite sure. But it's between Albany and Fulton. I will get the exact address. I'm doing very bad at promoting it. But I will put the information in the group, and I'm looking for you to come out and support and participate. All the vendors will be there selling out products, so come on out so you can actually enjoy and have fun and dance and all that good stuff that, you know, that you do at pop-up. Okay, wait a minute. I got the address right here. It's 1542 Fulton Street, lower level. Be sure to each one pull someone up. And don't forget that, you know, it's not all about you all the time. Sometimes it's all about someone else. And it could be all about y'all together. If God's will, we'll talk to you next week. Stay prayed up. Love, my hashtag is love yourself organically. Hashtag I am LSO. D Smith, what's your hashtag?
Get underscore D. Yeah.
There you go. Yours is sweetness. LSO. Good night, everyone.